The Darkest Dark by astronaut Chris Hadfield. But first, here's a message from Chris Hadfield. Being in the dark can feel scary, but it's also an amazing place. The dark is where we see the stars and galaxies of our universe. The dark is where we find the northern lights shimmering and get to wish on shooting stars. And it was quietly in the dark where I first decided who I was going to be and imagined all the things I could do. The dark is for dreams, and morning is for making them come true. So here is his story in 1969. Chris was an astronaut, an important and very busy astronaut. When it was time to take a bath, he told his mother, "I'd love to, but I'm saving the planet from aliens." When it was time to get out of the bath and go to bed, he told his father politely, because astronauts are always polite, "Sorry, no can do, I'm on my way to Mars." An astronaut's work is never done, so astronauts do not like to sleep. But their parents do. "You're a big boy now," said Chris's father. "You have to sleep in your own bed." And Chris tried, he really did. But his room was dark. Very, very dark. The kind of dark that attracts the worst sort of aliens. But his parents meant it. Chris was going to sleep in his own bed tonight. His mum and dad checked under his bed and in the wardrobe and even in his underwear drawer, and they declared the room 100% alien free. They tucked Chris in. They turned on the night light. They even gave him a special bell to ring if he was nervous. Clang, 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 clang. They took away the bell. And then his father said something that worried Chris even more than the dark did. "One more peep, young man, and I'm afraid we'll all be too tired to go next door tomorrow. But tomorrow would be a special day, a very special day. Chris had to go next door. His life pretty much depended on it." So Chris stayed in his own bed without a peep. It took a long time to fall asleep, but when he did, he had his favourite dream. He flew his spaceship all the way to the moon. The next day seemed to last forever, but finally, when the moon was shining over the lake and the summer wind was ruffling the leaves of the trees, Chris ran next door. The house was already full of people, all gathered around the television, the only TV on the whole island. Chris found a spot where he could see through the crowd, and what he saw was astronauts, real live astronauts on the actual faraway moon. They were wearing puffy white suits and jumping for joy, jumping so high because there was so much less gravity there. The grown-ups huddled around the television were amazed. Their whole lives long, they'd never expected to see this sight. And even Chris, who'd been to the moon in his dreams the night before, was amazed. He'd never really noticed how dark it was there. Outer space was the darkest dark ever. That night, Chris did a little experiment. He turned off all the lights in his room, even the night light. It was still dark, very, very dark. There were still shadows that looked a little, well, alien. Nothing had changed, but Chris had changed. He'd seen that the darkness of the universe was so much bigger and deeper than the darkness in his room. But he was not afraid. He wanted to explore every corner of the night sky. For the first time, Chris could see the power and mystery and velvety black beauty of the dark. And he realised, you're never really alone there. Your dreams are always with you, just waiting. Big dreams about the kind of person you want to be. Wonderful dreams about the life you will live. Dreams that actually can come true.